February 15th, 1846, Falmouth, Massachusetts. Letter to Enoch Jacobs. Follow-up to Ellen Harmon's December 20th, 1845, Letter to Enoch Jacobs, published in the Daystar. This letter contains descriptions of her mid-February 1845 bridegroom and October 1845 time of trouble visions. What follows is an unmodified transcription of the published text. Letter from Sister Harmon, Falmouth, Massachusetts, February 15th, 1846. Brother Jacobs, my vision which you published in the Daystar was written under a deep sense of duty to you, not expecting you would publish it. Had I for once thought it was to be spread before the many readers of your paper, I should have been more particular and stated some things which I left out. As the readers of the Daystar have seen a part of what God has revealed to me, and as the part which I have not written is of vast importance to the saints, I humbly request you to publish this also in your paper. God showed me the following, 1 year ago this month. I saw a throne, and on it sat the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. I gazed on Jesus' countenance and admired his lovely person. The Father's person I could not behold, for a cloud of glorious light covered him. I asked Jesus if his Father had a form like himself. He said he had, but I could not behold it. For, said he, if you should for once see the glory of his person, you would cease to exist. Before the throne was the Advent people, the church, and the world. I saw a company bowed down before the throne, deeply interested, while most of them stood up disinterested and careless. Those who were bowed before the throne would offer up their prayers and look to Jesus. Then he would look to his Father and appeared to be pleading with him. Then a light came from the Father to his Son and from him to the praying company. Then I saw an exceeding bright light come from the Father to the Son, and from the Son it waved over the people before the throne. But few would receive this great light. Many came out from under it and immediately resisted it. Others were careless and did not cherish the light, and it moved off from them. Some cherished it and went and bowed down before the throne with the little praying company. This company all received the light and rejoiced in it as their countenances shone with its glory. Then I saw the Father rise from the throne and in a flaming chariot go into the Holy of Holies within the veil and did sit. There I saw thrones which I had not seen before. Then Jesus rose up from the throne, and most of those who were bowed down rose up with him. And I did not see one ray of light pass from Jesus to the careless multitude after he rose up, and they were left in perfect darkness. Those who rose up when Jesus did kept their eyes fixed on him as he left the throne and led them out a little way. Then he raised his right arm, and we heard his lovely voice saying, "Wait ye, I am going to my Father to receive the kingdom. Keep your garments spotless, and in a little while I will return from the wedding and receive you to myself." And I saw a cloudy chariot with wheels like flaming fire. Angels were all about the chariot as it came where Jesus was. He stepped into it and was borne to the holiest where the Father sat. Then I beheld Jesus as he was before the Father, a great high priest. On the hem of his garment was a bell and a pomegranate. A bell and a pomegranate. Then Jesus showed me the difference between faith and feeling. And I saw those who rose up with Jesus send up their faith to Jesus in the holiest, and praying, "Father, give us thy Spirit." Then Jesus would breathe on them the Holy Ghost. In the breath was light, power, and much love, joy, and peace. Then I turned to look at the company who were still bowed before the throne. They did not know that Jesus had left it. Satan appeared to be by the throne, trying to carry on the work of God. I saw them look up to the throne and pray, "My Father, give us thy spirit." Then Satan would breathe on them an unholy influence. In it there was light and much power, but no sweet love, joy, and peace. Satan's object was to keep them deceived and to draw back and deceive God's children. I saw one after another leave the company who were praying to Jesus in the holiest, go and join those before the throne, and they at once received the unholy influence of Satan.
About 4 months since, I had a vision of events, all in the future. And I saw the time of trouble, such as never was. Jesus told me it was the time of Jacob's trouble, and that we should be delivered out of it by the voice of God. Just before we entered it, we all received the seal of the living God. Then I saw the four angels cease to hold the four winds, and I saw famine, pestilence, and sword. Nation rose against nation, and the whole world was in confusion. Then we cried to God for deliverance day and night, till we began to hear the bells on Jesus' garment. And I saw Jesus rise up in the holiest, and as he came out we heard the tinkling of bells, and knew our high priest was coming out. Then we heard the voice of God which shook the heavens and earth, and gave the 144,000 the day and hour of Jesus' coming. Then the saints were free, united, and full of the glory of God, for he had turned their captivity. And I saw a flaming cloud come where Jesus stood, and he laid off his priestly garment and put on his kingly robe, took his place on the cloud which carried him to the east, where it first appeared to the saints on earth, a small black cloud, which was the sign of the Son of Man. While the cloud was passing from the holiest to the east, which took a number of days, the synagogue of Satan worshipped at the saints' feet. Ellen G. Harmon.